not the charge, is set to explode 5 seconds after it is removed. I find this gives a certain independence of mind to prospective agents who regret their manner of departure. You mean the whole thing was a frame-up? I gurgled. You might say that. I prefer the term graduating exercise. This is the time when we find out if our crooked novices really will devote the rest of their lives to the pursuit of law and order. When they find out, too. We don't want there to be any regrets in later years. You found out, didn't you, Jim? I found out something. I'm not quite sure what yet, I said, still not able to talk about the one thing closest to me. It was a fine operation. I must say you showed a lot of imagination in the way you carried it out. Then he frowned. But that business with the bank, I can't say I approve of it. The Corps has all the funds you will need. Same money, I snapped. Where does the Corps get it? From planetary governments, and where do they get it from? Taxes, of course. So take it directly from the bank. The insurance company pays the bank for the loss, then declares a smaller income that year, pays less taxes to the government, and the result is exactly the same as your way. Inskip was well acquainted with this brand of logic, so didn't even bother to answer. I still didn't want to talk about Angela. How did you find me? I asked. There was no bug on the ship. Simple child of nature that you are, Inskip said, raising his hands in feigned horror. Do you really think that any of our ships aren't bugged? And the job done so well it cannot be detected if you don't know where to look? For your information, the apparently solid outer door of the space lock contains quite a complex transmitter, strong enough for us to detect at quite a distance. Then why didn't I hear it? For the simple reason that it wasn't broadcasting. I should add that the door also contains a receiver. The device only transmits when it receives the proper signal. We gave you time to reach your destination and then followed you. We lost you for a while in Freiberbad, but picked up your trail again in the hospital, right after you played musical chairs with the corpses. We lent you a hand there. The hospital was justifiably annoyed, but we managed to keep them quiet. After that, it was just a matter of keeping an eye on doctors and surgical equipment, since your next move was obvious. I hope you'll be pleased to know that you are carrying a very compact transmitter in your sternum. I looked at my chest, but of course saw nothing. It was too good an opportunity to miss, Inskip went on. There was no stopping the man. One night when you were under sedation, the good doctor found the alcohol we had seen fit to include in one of your supply packages. He, of course, took advantage of this shipping error, and a Corps surgeon made a little operation of his own. Then you have been following me and watching ever since? That's right.